Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So Radar Online claims that Kanye West is renovating his house to include an oval office.
Really?
What is wrong with this guy? The new office will look just like Donald Trump's, except for several personal touches that Kanye is insisting upon. Something tells me one of them is going to be like a giant tiger skin rug or like a gold statue of himself or something.
I think it's going to be a gold statue of himself or a giant presidential looking photo of himself, because he still wants to run in 2020.
So maybe he's just, maybe this is like the ultimate, like, he's just going to act like the president.
So it's
so
like
people believe it.
It's like method acting.
Right.
When exactly. An actor really gets into the role for a role, by the time 2020 comes around, he's going to just think he's on his second term.
And maybe other people will think he really is the president. Like maybe he'll be able to actually convince people it already happened. I can see it. The world's getting to be a very strange place.
I would not doubt that at all. Yeah. So Mike Tyson told the told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that Jamie Foxx is going to play him in a new movie about his life. He said, it's on right now. Jamie Foxx has signed on for it. I got nothing. I'm not a very good Mike Tysoner.
It was good, but
thank you.
It should be done.
Filming hasn't started yet, but it's going to happen. He says the paper claims that Martin Scorsese is going to direct the film. So you got Jamie Foxx playing Mike Tyson and Martin Scorsese directing it?
Here's the thing. I have a hard, and I like Jamie Foxx. I think he's a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you feel like the whole time you would just want to laugh if you were trying to be Mike Tyson?
Well, the times that Jamie Foxx has played Mike Tyson, I think he did it back.
Like as a joke.
On Living Color.
Yeah. Yes. So it would be like that the whole time.
Right.
Or I'd want it to be like that the whole
time. You can't be serious.
No, I know. This is, I mean, unless the whole thing is a parody, which would actually be very funny.
That would be great.
But a parody.
But Scorsese directing?
I don't know. We'll have
Doesn't
to see.
Sense.
This makes no sense to me. This also makes a little no sense, and I'll tell you why in a second. So the rep claims that Jeremy Goebel of Goebel Farms in Evansville, Indiana, which isn't too far from here, recently paid tribute to Carrie Fisher with a large corn maze. The Princess Leia likeness took 40 minutes to plant. That's the part that I was like, what?
What?
40 minutes? That's all the time it takes
to plant or
corn?
To cut it all out?
Well, I don't.
Isn't that what they do? Don't they mow?
Yeah, I think that they plant it. And then they mow out the parts they don't want, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
So, because you put the design into your tractor's GPS, as it says.
Yeah.
But anyway, either way, 40 minutes doesn't seem like a lot.
Oh, man.
We could have corn mazes for that.
We should. We should talk to Andy Barbet from Barbet's Farms.
Could we have
they always
our
do
faces
one?
Put...
We could totally do that. I don't know if he's designed it just yet, but we need to get a hold of him for that.
That would be awesome.
Another thing that I never want to see in a corn maze...
or
is,
anywhere.
...is Pennywise from the movie It. But Bill Skarsgård, who plays Pennywise, told People magazine that it gives him nightmares. He said, it was weird. I really enjoyed myself doing it. But the day after we wrapped, I went back home to Stockholm, Sweden. And it's always a weird experience when you work really hard on something and then you go back to regular life at your childhood home. And that's when I finally realized what an impact the character had on me. For the following 2 weeks, I would have these really disturbing dreams about Pennywise. It was very strange, and it was almost like a really slow exorcism to completely let go for me.
I can imagine that. I mean, it's a I've heard that the new movie is really
it's intense,
scary.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that being the scariest villain ever known to horror, you know, that could kind of get in your head a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that.